Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. As I'm sure you already know, there are sharp political divisions in America. And rather than seeking a common middle ground, political activists are mostly seeming to become more extreme. A sizable percentage of the population is convinced that several of the 2020 elections were fraudulently stolen. There are a number of charges that some of this also happened during the 2022 elections. Given the turmoil about weaknesses in the security of collecting and tabulating ballots, wouldn't you think that government officials responsible for running honest elections would make it a high priority to assure the public that everything possible has been done to prevent any uncertainty about the results of the 2024 elections? After the 2020 elections, the state of Georgia adopted several protections to voter and voting integrity, for which the state government was widely condemned as practicing racial discrimination. When the election was held, the number of minority votes in that state soared, disproving the accusations. Unfortunately, the current Michigan state government, instead of taking actions to enhance and ensure the integrity of next year's election, is weakening existing protocols that will make it easier for the elections to be stolen. Among other economically developed nations, all but one require voters to provide identification in order to cast a ballot. You don't hear allegations of massive stolen elections in other developed countries. Why can't the state of Michigan adopt this popular security measure? I'm fearful that next year's elections, given the political division among the American people, will once again result in accusations of ballot stuffing, vote rigging, and the rest of the charges brought up over the past two elections. In states such as Michigan, where election integrity is being downgraded, losing candidates will almost certainly question the results. After the turmoil in the presidential election in the years 2000 and 2020, along with elections in numerous federal and state offices, wouldn't you prefer that your government do everything possible to maximize public comfort that the 2024 elections were conducted honestly and accurately? That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.